These informational podcasts are a service of the law offices of Jeffrey W. Jensen. One thing most criminal defense lawyers hear frequently is a complaint like this. I was arrested in front of my house for no reason. All of my neighbors saw it. I want to sue the police. The Bill of Rights in our Constitution was created because the Founding Fathers knew that there is nothing more humiliating than being publicly taken into custody by the police, or than having your home searched by a group of strangers from the police department. Thus, the Fourth Amendment requires that no arrest shall be made, nor shall anyone's home be searched except upon a showing of probable cause. Even with the Bill of Rights in place, though, many people suffer this humiliation without cause. The question, though, is should you sue? The federal civil rights law provides that where a person acting under color of law violates another's civil rights, the violator is liable for damages, including actual attorney's fees. Such a judgment must be taken against the violator personally. There is a state statute, though, in Wisconsin, which requires a municipality to pay civil rights judgments taken against their employees, usually police officers. In other words, if you succeed in suing a police officer for a civil rights violation, the city will likely pay the judgment. Civil rights violations, though, are exceedingly difficult to prove. The law requires the plaintiff to prove that the officer knew he had no legal authority to do what he was doing. That is, that the officer was acting in bad faith. This is easy when the officers are videotaped clubbing an unarmed citizen to within an inch of his life, as in the Rodney King case. Where there is no videotape and no physical injury, the case becomes much more difficult. In most cases, attempting to sue a police officer for arresting you without probable cause is a fruitless venture, even where a court later determined that the officer didn't have probable cause. You lose your case if there is evidence that the officer believed in good faith that you were the culprit. Therefore, unless there is physical injury or some other concrete evidence that the officer was acting in bad faith, it is probably not worth the time and expense of filing a civil rights action. You should report the officer's actions to the governmental body which supervises the police. In Milwaukee, that's the Fire and Police Commission. I'm attorney Jeffrey W. Jensen.